Welcome to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're exploring a fundamental aspect of fatherhood, the power of presence. In our busy world, being truly present for our children can be challenging, yet it's one of the most impactful ways we can nurture our family. Let's talk about why presence matters and how we can cultivate it. The power of presence in fatherhood is crucial for several reasons. First and foremost, it builds stronger emotional bonds with our children. Additionally, our undivided attention supports their overall development. Moreover, being present creates lasting positive memories for both fathers and children. It's also through our presence that we effectively transmit our values and life lessons. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, when we're consistently present, our children learn they can rely on us, fostering a sense of security and of trust. Now, let's explore how we can cultivate presence in our daily lives as fathers. To begin, try practicing mindfulness through short daily meditation sessions. This can help train your mind to focus on the present moment and can be as simple as breathing with your eyes shut or just kind of looking around quietly and soaking in the whole room. Next, consider creating no-tech zones in your home, designating specific times and areas where devices are off limits. This simple step can dramatically increase quality family time. It can look like making a time such as dinner time, a device-free time, or choosing an entire day of the week to be a technological Sabbath, or certain rooms just for sitting and reading and being together without any sort of screen. Another effective strategy is to engage in active listening. When your child speaks, give them your full attention. Make eye contact and reflect back what you've heard. Additionally, try scheduling regular one-on-one time with each child. I've got 5 kids, this is really close to impossible, but this dedicated attention can strengthen your bond and make each child feel valued. Finally, embrace the ordinary moments. Find presence in everyday activities like meal, bedtime routines, laundry, or car rides. These small interactions often have the biggest impact. Your next step is to actively practice presence this week. Here's a simple action plan. First, implement a daily device-free hour with your family. Next, practice the stop, look, listen technique, where when your children speak to you, you stop, look at them, and listen to what they say. Lastly, keep a brief presence journal this week, noting moments of full engagement with your children. At the week's end, reflect on these experiences. How did increased presence affect your family dynamics? What challenges did you face? And how might you overcome them next week? Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Growing Dad. Remember, the power of presence isn't about perfection, but consistent effort and awareness. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that your undivided attention is the most precious gift you can give.